Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, CEO and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. He's a certified financial planner and your local retirement and investment specialist. He's also the author of 6 books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. You've seen him published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal. He's the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. You've seen him as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. Johnson Brunetti is the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award, and the firm is also the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel is husband to Wendy and father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. My goodness, that resume just keeps getting longer. Joel, how are you this week?
I am doing great. I'm doing really good. I'm excited about UConn football, and I'm excited about UConn basketball. We've got a big season coming up, a lot of changes on the football side of things, so we will see how it goes. It's great to have Randy Edsall back in the saddle and running that team, and we've got a lot of high hopes. So we will see as the season develops. Of course, the first game is behind us, but we'll see as the season develops here. What we are talking about today is retirement. Investing for retirement, planning for retirement, or if you're in retirement, how do you make sure your finances are in order? Retiring today is tricky business. The challenges in front of you right now and in the years to come are and will be far more complicated than anything your or my parents or even grandparents had to face. It's a whole new ballgame today. And for example, think about this. Retiring when the stock market is all-time highs, or even if you've already retired, the market's at all-time highs. What about in a bear market? What is that going to do to your portfolio? Are you prepared for that? Record low interest rates. Oh my goodness. I mean, can you imagine back when you bought your first house, being able to borrow money at 3.5% or 4%. The problem is now many of you are savers and you can only get 0.5% to 1% on your money in the bank. So it makes it a real challenge to safely guarantee any kind of income in retirement. It's also great news that we're living longer. This is something that makes it a little trickier. Why is that a bad thing? Well, because it means that we have to make our money last so much longer. And then, of course, there's always healthcare expenses. If we're living longer, we're probably going to spend more on healthcare. And that doesn't even include if you have a long-term care situation or a catastrophic healthcare situation. So we want to make sure that any of these changes do not turn your retirement years into a financial disaster. All of this should underscore one very important point. Saving for retirement alone is not enough. If you want to retire successfully, or if you are retired and want to continue to be successful, you need to have a plan, a thorough and thoughtful plan. Imagine if you could learn from those who've already retired successfully. Imagine if you could learn from their successes and their failures so you could avoid any kind of missteps and retire in style. On today's show, we're going to be talking about 7 habits of highly successful retirees. Obviously, a little bit of play on Stephen Covey's famous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. We're talking about the 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retirees. And based on our experience here at Johnson Brunetti, helping thousands of families retire and stay retired with a decent income, that's where we're getting these 7 habits.
And the first of those 7 habits is having a great savings withdrawal strategy. So many people just enter into retirement with this big pile of money, but no real strategy for how they're going to take money out of that big pile.
Yeah, and the bottom line is here, it's all about income. You should be focused just as much on how to draw income off of your investment portfolio and coordinating that with your other income sources as you are with how big that pile is and what type of short-term rate of return you're getting. That's why we base every Money Map retirement plan on first a retirement income analysis and a retirement income plan. Again, whether you're already retired or you're working up to retirement, maybe in the next 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, you want to have a projection that tells you exactly how all of your retirement income sources are going to coordinate with each other, and you want to be investing with a tilt towards income. So habit number 1 is having a great withdrawal strategy. A great withdrawal strategy, again, whether you're already retired or whether you are getting close to retirement, knowing which accounts you're going to pull from first, how you're going to time Social Security, how you're going to time pensions, whether to have those contingent factors on your pensions to protect your spouse or other family members. It starts with a retirement income strategy, which is why when we do a retirement income plan, step number one is building a withdrawal strategy.
Habit number two is diversifying for everlasting income. Got to be sure that those income streams last as long as you do.
Correct. So we've completed an income plan. We've got a projection out there. We know what rate of return we need to get on your assets to meet all your retirement income goals. Now we've got to diversify so that we can weather storms in the market because they will come, or so that we can weather low interest rates like we're in right now, but have an everlasting income. That income has got to last for as long as you live. So one and two kind of go together here. Habit one, having a great withdrawal strategy, but number two, make sure that you've diversified so that that withdrawal strategy lasts as long as you do.
This is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. We're talking about the seven habits of highly successful retirees. Habit number three, Joel, is fending off the tax man.
Right. There's so many. This is a huge mistake. And I was just talking about this a while back on our Channel 3 news program on Saturday morning. I was talking with Kara Sundland, and we were talking about taxes and how many people spend so much time trying to get a little bit more rate of return, analyzing the expenses they're paying, making sure they have those great five-star mutual funds, all of these things, and yet they're losing money to taxes. They get a little bit more rate of return, but they give the whole thing back and then some in paying extra income taxes because their portfolio is set up very inefficiently. So we want to make sure when we build a retirement plan for you that we keep in mind taxes and the order in which you withdraw different accounts, the types of ways that you trigger income can all affect your taxes. We want to make sure you pay as little taxes as possible over your lifetime. And sometimes that means through things like a Roth conversion or taking early money, taking early withdrawals out of retirement accounts, sometimes that means we pay a little more in taxes today because we know taxes are probably going up in the future. But we want to fend off the tax man throughout your retirement. That is habit number three.
Habit number four, the seven habits of highly successful retirees, is leveraging dividend stocks. That's something that highly successful retirees have as part of their portfolio.
Correct. And now this ties in with all three. Keep in mind, we talked about having an income plan, making sure that income can last, fending off the tax man. Well, dividend stocks do a couple things. Number one is dividends get taxed currently at a lower rate, and that's qualified dividends. Qualified dividends, typically if you own, let's say, Exxon stock and you're getting a dividend from Exxon, that dividend gets taxed at a lower rate than your ordinary income. That dividend that you get, if you're living off of it or even if you're reinvesting it, gets taxed at a lower rate than pulling money out of your IRAs or taking money from a pension. And so how do we leverage dividend stocks? How do we build a portfolio where now to get a little bit higher yield than we could on safe money, maybe we're skewing a little bit towards dividend stocks to take advantage of those tax laws? Now, obviously, you have to be careful because stocks are riskier than bonds, and both stocks and bonds are riskier than bank deposits or insurance guaranteed accounts. But if we can leverage dividend stocks, history shows us that we may be able to get a nice overall rate of return and just take that nice dividend as a tax advantage way of income and have inflation protection because good companies raise their dividends over time. So number four would be leveraging dividend stocks. So let's just review real quick what we've talked about so far. Number one, we said habit number one is having a great savings and withdrawal strategy. Number two was diversifying that withdrawal strategy so we have everlasting income. So those withdrawals provide everlasting income. Number three is fending off the tax man, being very careful that over our lifetime, we're paying the least amount of taxes, which means there may be certain years where we pay higher taxes than other years, but overall, throughout the course of our lifetime, we're paying lower taxes than we would have to by being very careful. And also, number four, habit number four, is leveraging dividend stocks. So here's the bottom line. You have worked for 8 to 10 hours a day, 40 to 60 hours a week, and you've done this for decades, and you've already retired, or you're still working, but you're listening to this program because you're concerned or planning in a hopeful way for a very positive retirement. So you're already retired or you're planning for retirement. What if you took just 1 hour, just 60 minutes, to learn how you could make your money go farther in retirement. Seems reasonable, right? I mean, let us prove to you how we could help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement with our customized Money Map retirement plan. It starts with a simple and informal conversation. But what you learn could change everything. Your initial analysis won't cost you one thin dime, so you've really got nothing to lose. We would love to do this for every single listener on the show, but we only have so much time. So we can only do it for the next 10 callers. For the next 10 callers on the show today at 1-800-705-1232, we will sit down with you and give you that Money Map retirement plan. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, or you're in retirement, and you've got at least $250,000 in retirement assets, be one of the first 10 callers to get your customized Money Map retirement plan right now at 1-800-705-1232. This could be the best 60 minutes you ever invested for you and your family. You can text 1-800-705-1232. Just leave us your name, and we will text you back and set up a time to visit with you, or you can just call 1-800-705-1232. It's probably going to be the best 60 minutes you spend.
Terrific opportunity. If you're retired or getting close to retirement, reach out to the team at Johnson Brunetti. As Joel said, you can call or text, whichever you prefer. Remember, when you come in, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, either The Money Map or Forced to Retire, or one of the other items in his library that you feel fits you the best. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is the founder and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the author of 6 books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. We're talking about the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. You've saved for retirement, and that's, of course, a great start. But if you want to retire successfully today, you have to have a plan. You have to have a thorough and a thoughtful plan. So imagine if you could learn from those who have retired successfully before you. Imagine if you could learn from their successes, from their failures. You could avoid any missteps, and you could retire in style. So coming up on the rest of the show, we'll reveal the remainder of these 7 habits of highly successful retirees that can help you make the most out of every single dollar that you've saved for retirement. We're talking about the 7 habits, Joel, but there's a lot of other research out there that can help you understand what some of those other habits might be.
Yeah, and a lot of people ask me, John, you know, especially because we get so many emails from the TV program, because obviously we tell people if they send in an email to WFSB, to Better Money at WFSB, we'll answer every single one of them. So many people ask me, well, Joel, you seem like such an expert on retirement. You're only 55. You got 2 kids in college. How in the world can you be such an expert on retirement? And the reason is because we've focused, the Johnson Brunetti financial planning practice has been focused on retirees for the last 13 years. That is who we work with. Do we have younger clients? A few, many of them children of our retired clients. But for the most part, we're working with people that are either within 5 years of retirement or they've retired in the last 5 or so years. And what that means is we have many clients that are 10 or 15 years into retirement that have spent that entire 10 or 15 years looking to us for financial advice. So we see the things that come up that some computer program that some 23-year-old out in Silicon Valley is not going to anticipate. You know, some 23-year-old out in Silicon Valley writes a robotic computer program. You can do your own financial calculator. They're not going to have the wisdom. They're not going to know what it feels like to sit across the table from a client when they've lost their spouse, when they've had to put a parent or a brother or a sister into a nursing home, when a child has an addiction issue and they just don't know what to do. We've walked with clients through all those situations. So that's what I believe makes us an expert, a specialist. Yes, I'm only 55 years old, but hundreds and hundreds, and for the firm-wide with all our advisors, thousands of clients that we've counseled have either gone into retirement or have been in retirement for their whole relationship with us, 10, 15 years possibly, and we've walked with them. So we've seen the changes that can happen. You can take advantage of that wisdom. And all the research out there is saying that most people are not prepared. Most baby boomers, in fact, there was a retirement study from Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. 45% of baby boomers expect to experience a reduced standard of living in retirement. TheStreet.com, a great financial website, saying that so many retirees lag behind on their retirement savings. They either didn't save enough or people getting close to retirement, it appears that they might have to work for two or three more years than they expected to work. So that's why we're passionate about helping you plan for retirement, or if you're already retired, protecting your assets from any kind of a downturn that would force you to change your lifestyle. You worked, as my dad says in one of the films on our website, you deserve a quality retirement. You work too hard to not have a quality retirement. So let's get to the last three habits. Habit number five is maintaining a modern estate plan. Maintaining a modern estate plan. And those of you that have been listening to me for a while, you know that Wendy and I just went back and redid our estate plan. What is a modern estate plan? Well, it looks at three main components of estate planning, in my opinion. One is asset protection. The other is tax reduction and fee reduction upon death. And the third would be control. So let's just hit those all three very quickly. And then these are the things we can talk about when you come in and visit with us. First of all, asset protection. Have we protected our assets against lawsuits, potential liabilities, and then, of course, catastrophic healthcare issues? With three teenage boys, I shouldn't say three teenage boys, I've got a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, and an 18-year-old, 26-year-old, but those three boys, obviously we have some lawsuit exposure due to male drivers in the house, right? Also, in my profession, there's some lawsuit exposure. So like many doctors and lawyers, some of our assets are in Wendy's name. We have trusts set up so that we can minimize taxes, minimize probate fees. And then, of course, I do not believe in just giving kids a free ride. We've been very blessed in life. We don't want to turn our money over to our kids in a lump sum. We have charitable interest named in our will and our trusts, and we've got restrictions on how the money gets doled out when Wendy and I are no longer here. So that is a modern estate plan. You may have other things you want to consider, but that habit number five that we see great retirees, successful people taking is having an up-to-date and modern estate plan. And again, even though we won't draft the legal documents for you, we can help you put together an estate plan with certified financial planners on our staff, people that have money that have gone through this process in our company. We can help you do this.
The next habit of highly successful retirees, habit number six, is don't be afraid to take risks. Now, Joe, this seems to fly in the face of what you say a lot on the show is when we're talking about as you're getting close to retirement or in retirement, you don't want to have too much money at risk. But what do we mean when we say don't be afraid to take risks?
Well, and I'm glad you said that, John, because I was cautious about putting this one in here because of where the market is right now, because so many people are starting to reach for what we call yield, rate of return, or taking more risk to drive a higher rate of return because safe money is not paying a great yield right now. But at the same time, there are still folks out there that are afraid to take risks. They're afraid to try some of the new strategies and investments that are out there. They remember getting hurt in the stock market either 7 years, 8 years ago, or maybe 17 years ago in the dot-com bubble there in 01 and 02. And so there's this disconnect between how people's portfolios need to be set up based on their goals and their risk tolerance and what's really happening. And so what we're saying here is don't be afraid to take risk, but I would almost like to rephrase it as make sure you understand risk. What is risk? Is risk just up and down of a stock market? Because if you're not losing capital before you need it, that may be an acceptable risk. At the same time, you don't want to take so much risk that when the market goes down, you're going to get scared out at the wrong time, or you get greedy when things are going really well and you feel like you're missing out. So there's a real balance here, and that's why most wealthy people, most successful families rely on a financial advisor for a significant amount of their retirement nest egg because they know that it takes a third party that's unemotional to dial in the proper amount of risk in a portfolio and also have that portfolio diversified enough so that when things are down in those risk categories, you can take your income from another spot so that those things that went down can recover. And so there's a lot there. There's a lot of meat to digest, a lot of details we want to get into. But the key there is don't be afraid to take risks. Understand risks. We are not a risk-based firm. We're certainly not an aggressive firm. We're pretty conservative. We believe in protection of principal. But we have to have some exposure to risk to keep up with inflation.
The final habit on this list of the 7 habits of highly successful retirees, Joel, number 7, always know where you stand. What's that mean?
Always, always, always know where you stand. And not only that, but always know where you stand no matter what your intellectual capacity for understanding investments is. So we've come up with this one-page financial plan. We put your whole financial life on one page. And what's so unique about that is that let's say we have an engineer married to a school teacher. And the school teacher likes the big picture, doesn't really want to get into all the details of the investment, doesn't really care that inflation was 3.2% over the last 50 years versus 2.7% over the last 50 years, just wants to know, am I okay and where can I take my income from? The engineer, of course, wants to know all the background on what's happening with the investments. How are they diversified? Do I have the right stuff? How does this tax thing work, Joel? That's the questions the engineer is going to be asking. Those two people are two very different people. Many times they're married. We've figured out a way to put a one-page financial plan together where both of them can have a very intelligent discussion with us, their financial advisor, on that one-page plan. And of course, the engineer can have all the backup that the other person is not interested in. Why is that important? What does that mean? And how does that tie into always know where you stand? Because that one-page financial plan is a quick snapshot. We can do it any time for any client that shows exactly where they stand. And of course, we've got all the performance backup and everything if you want to get into the details. I believe that you should be looking in depth at your financial accounts once a year. At least once a year. From some clients, we do it more than that. Other clients are sort of on autopilot and they just want to have a phone conversation. But always know exactly where you stand. So let's review the 7 habits real quick. Number 1 is having a great savings and withdrawal strategy. Habit number 2 is diversifying for everlasting income. Habit number 3 is fending off the tax man, reducing those lifetime taxes. Number 4 is leveraging dividend stocks in your retirement plan. Number 5, maintaining a modern estate plan. As I mentioned, Wendy and I had just updated ours. Number 6, don't be afraid to take risks. And number 7, always know exactly where you stand. So those are the 7 habits. You don't have to remember all those things, but what I know is that the information that not only we've talked about today, but the information behind what I've been talking about today, the details, the ability to take these complex things and making them simple is what has benefited so many folks that work with us. So now what? You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start. You may be in retirement, but now what? It's what you do with that money right now that really matters. And the answers as to what to do, what adjustments to make, again, whether you're already retired or getting close to retirement, the answers are in that customized Money Map retirement plan. It may be small adjustments. It may be big changes in your portfolio. But what we know is the Money Map retirement plan will help you. Your initial analysis won't cost you a dime, so you've got nothing to lose. We'll identify any gaping holes, opportunities, or actionable strategies that could help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement. And we cover everything from risk to taxes, from Social Security to inflation, and from generating income to paying for health care. We would love to do this for every single listener on the show, but due to the amount of work that it takes to put these retirement plans together, we can only do it for the next 8 callers, for the next 8 people that either call or text the show today. If you've saved $250,000 for retirement, again, be the next 8 callers, be one of the next 8 callers to get your customized Money Map retirement plan. Call right now, 1-800-705-1232. If you text, make sure you leave your first and last name. 1-800-705-1232. We've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, USA Today, and many others. And of course, we're fiduciaries, which means we always put your needs before anything else. So call us at Johnson Brunetti, 800-705-1232. Again, that's 800 800- 705-1232. Call or text. Leave us your first and last name. We look forward to helping you.
Remember, when you come in for your visit for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, either Money Map or Forced to Retire or something else that he's written that you feel is appropriate for your situation. Call or text. If you do text, be sure to include your first and last name. That number again, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. That's the 7 Habits of Highly Successful Retirees. That's all we have time for on today's program. Joel, as always, thanks for your wisdom.
Have a great day, John, and go UConn Huskies.
We'll do it all again, same time, same place, next week, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.